y'all. This is the Queer Archive, a queer and feminist Doctor Who podcast. I'm Brenna.
And I'm Caitlin.
And...
this is Security Protocol 7.2. The Echelon Circuit has been activated.
The Echelon Circuit has been activated. We're being pulled away from our current timeline to talk about the ninth episode of Series 12, Ascension of the Cybermen.
Please stow any hand luggage and prepare for departure.
Okay, should we dive into random thoughts?
Sure.
That's pretty much all this episode is going to be, just a fair warning, because this episode was, in summary... da fuck? Da fuck? I'm not gonna lie. That was 50% of my notes. Yeah. A lot of da fuck, da fuck.
What's happening?
Da fuck?
What's even happening?
Da fuck. Yeah. We may kind of struggle to have a lot to say about this episode. I'm very sorry. It might be a short one.
I feel like this is the opposite experience that we have of two-parters normally. Normally the first one we're like, we have so much to say.
True.
And then the second part we're like,
I wish they
said
less.
And this time I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I have no idea what's happening.
We really don't. Which may be exactly what the episode is going for.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty neutral on that. But it does kind of put us in a pickle.
As but content producers.
Let's go for it. We could spend a whole episode talking about Sasha Dewan.
I know.
Would have been fine. And I'm sure y'all would enjoy it. So
my first judgment is there's not enough Sasha Dewan in this episode.
That
10
is...
seconds is not enough.
Wow! Oh! It's a good entrance, right?
Any episode, period. That's going to be a blanket statement. He could be in the whole entire episode. Still not enough Sasha Dewan.
There could be more
here,
Sasha
here.
Dewan. Yeah. Motion passed.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the Master stay telling us everything is about to change, and Sasha, you keep saying this.
Be afraid, Doctor. Because everything is about to change. Forever.
You keep saying this, and still yet, we ready.
Yeah, like, you said that in the first episode of the
give
series.
Us the, give us the precious. We needs it. Sasha, please. Yeah, what is this boundary? Is the Master... there's a lot of hand flailing going on right now. What is this boundary? Is the Master just, like, kicking it in the ruins of Gallifreyd?
I really don't
just like,
know. He
you know
jumped out of that
chill?
Boundary real fast, yeah.
Let's head back to our favorite Gallifreyd.
Also, were the Kasavin just Cybermen all along? Is that what we're... like, how did he get out of the Dirty Carpet universe?
Bro, I couldn't tell you.
Also, whatever happened with the Stenza taking over the Seven Star Systems last
Stenza
series?
Who?
Yeah, that's like, they're dead now.
Who's she?
Whomst? Never heard of her.
Series 11 never existed.
Are we just abandoning that like Moffat did with the Winter Shoal? That's dead now. I'm never going to talk about
are
that again.
The brain people?
Yeah.
As if other people don't have brains, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Maybe we'll loop back around to Stenza in series 13.
I would love to loop back around to anything.
Yeah.
You know, this episode, I was just kept going.
Timeless Children's happening, though.
What's with the Irish dude? What's with...
bro.
Gallifrey? What's with getting separated again? What's happening?
If we didn't have enough loose ends to tie up within these last two episodes, the first of this two-parter just gave us a few more to add to the list, right?
What's up with this Irish dude whose dad doesn't age?
Oh my gosh, that was creepy as fuck. Are they all Time Lords? My guess is
that
like,
thing they put him under looked like a chameleon arch at the end.
Yeah.
The headset thing.
There's more Time Lords just roaming around.
There's something.
Sneaking about.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one of them to show face, but we'll see. Backing it way up to the Irish dude, first thing I said when Bebe showed up in the basket was, well, besides...
where is Bebe's chamber?
The first thing I said was the beginning of every superhero movie.
Yep.
And what happened? This fool ends up having some kind of superhuman ability.
Can you imagine if that's the doctor and he was Ginger all along? Oh my god, exactly the sort of shit Chibnall would do. Sorry, I just made myself laugh with my own paranoid theory. God, that would be fucking funny, though.
It'd be fucking funny. We've all been clocking it and waiting for that shoe to drop, right?
Yeah.
Ever since
just like we
the
were waiting
second
for
time he said.
Any shoe to drop this entire episode.
Absolutely. Personally, I don't need another doctor in series 12.
Yeah.
I like my Ruth doctor and I like my 13.
You're like,
please,
four more doctors.
Just don't dilute that.
I heard you like doctors.
Give us this. Calm down with the doctors. Bro. I like these two. Let us keep them and enjoy them. a gender doctor will happen.
Someday.
Just, like, calm the fuck down. I've just got to say, this episode was too intense.
Mm.
Did I sign up for this?
Mm.
When and why?
My second judgment is, what is the master showing her in the Untempered Schism, and why can't I know about it? Nothing happened in this episode. So much happened, but also nothing happened.
It's like ordering a pie and finding it has no filling.
That's the thing. I feel like everything is happening, but we don't get it.
Yeah.
I feel very excluded.
Show it to me. I want it. Let me see.
Like, I'm outside of the party looking in the window. You're like
British actors when Harry Potter was going on and you weren't cast.
I know it's all going to come together, but I'm going to throw a fit while this is still happening. It's going to be a fun week.
Let Monday me see through, it. I know.
Monday through Saturdays. We're going to have a fun time.
For 7 days. We're going to be like, why won't the master play with us too?
I'm going to be really unproductive at work this week.
Yeah. I kind of wish this week was when Gallifrey was. Can you imagine if we watched the finale with the Gallifrey crowd?
Oh my God.
That would have been fun.
That's like the peak fan experience, right? If you could curate the best thing to experience with the fandom. It was,
did you read those DMs from Miranda?
Tell me.
She watched Day of the Doctor at a Texas con with a bunch of Doctor Who fans. And I was like, I'll bet that was lit. I'll bet that was lit so on fucking our couch, fun.
Yeah. Let alone.
That's what I said. I was like, Day of the Doctor. I was like, when it was happening by myself.
Yeah. Period. Girl, I'm
jealous.
Really jealous. Okay, what else we got? Again, these are all so many random thoughts.
I think all we have left are just, like, thoughts about the actual aesthetics of the episode. Like, I thought the cyber ships were slick.
Oh, you mean when we got some spaceship coming in from hyperspeed as a treat?
Those were cool.
I was like, hey!
And the vortex, the warp speed vortex looks cool. It's the same as it has been since the Chibnall era began, but I like the way that the time vortex looks now.
You know what was something other than cool?
Yeah.
The cyber drones were just cyber heads.
Really?
It wasn't cool, but it was funny.
It was giving me Toclafane vibes real hard from series 3. Him and Martha at the end of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I was waiting to find out what all the promo shots were about when they're standing up in that hand. Because
they made it seem like Ryan was going to die.
Oh, well, yeah. They've been pretending like Ryan's going
to
die.
They joked that everybody was going to die in this episode. They were like, Ryan's dead.
JK. Do they know what a joke is?
I know.
But we found out, and that's how you fly the plane. I thought that was cool.
It was cool.
Cute. Okay, let's talk about writing. What we got? Oh, my God. Can we talk about transitions? Because they'd be like, look at me, bitch. I got something to say.
The credits in the cyber eye.
Loved it. Perfection. Chef's fucking kiss.
When it transitioned from them watching the security footage down to the lone Cyberman, that was good, too.
They did, like, so many of those. It was like, one is not enough.
No. We need at least three. Okay. Okay.
Agreed. There was a dope Cyberman shot, the first one that we get of the lone Cyberman walking through the fire with the banging score in the background. Mm. Killed it.
Yeah.
As Brenna mentioned before in the Villa episode, the new Cyberman score just really slaps.
It really does slap. Props to Sagoon for making something that is so catchy and also simultaneously unsingable. Perfect.
I thought this episode did a pretty excellent job at setting the tone within maybe the first few minutes when we arrive on the war scene. It just let us know right off the bat how high these stakes are.
Yeah.
And people be like dying everywhere.
It was literally the last 7 humans.
I felt it. Like I said, too intense?
Yeah.
I feel like I had to be like, this is not real. This is not real. Okay. We got a lot of characters we are introduced to again.
Yes.
But felt pretty okay this time.
Even though there's more than there have been in the other episodes.
I think what helped was the doctor finally saying, don't need your life story.
Yeah, and
I was
like, that was good.
Finally someone said it. Thank you. They are here to help us understand the situation, but we don't have to know their life story.
When she said that, I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I loved 13 in this episode, but we'll talk about that later. What else we got?
This felt to me like it was trying to do what Zygons did, but better.
Mm.
So you have radicalism under the microscope, and the humans are the refugees here. It felt very Rian Johnson to take somebody to be like the banner holder for radicals and mm-hmm. then just make them kind of look like a self-important clown.
Gasp. So, what a compliment.
I know, I enjoyed that.
Rian Johnson.
Yes, we stan Rian Johnson on this podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
How would we feel about Gallifreyans being descended from human beings?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, oh, shit.
I know.
I feel attacked. I don't know how to answer that. You just threw that out.
The humans went through the boundary. Mm-hmm. And right now the boundary ends up in Gallifrey. I don't know if it always... I can't tell if when Kosharmus. I can't tell when Kosharmus said it's never looked like that. I can't tell if he meant it's never been Gallifrey on the other side or if he meant Gallifrey's never looked like that on the other side.
You could totally take that two ways. Yep. I took it the first way.
So did I at first, but then when I rethought about it, I was like, oh.
That'd be a weird way to say it, but they're trying for that double entendre.
Are the humans the first Gallifreyans, and then the Timeless Children is something really terrible happened to make the Gallifreyans?
I've decided. I'd be okay with it. I think that would be kind of dope.
That would be spicy.
Gallifreyans
and humans have a similar ancestor somewhere.
Yeah. I reserve the right to take that back at any point in time.
Yes.
But my heart says that would be kind of dope.
Yeah. Because there's it's an 11 episode, right? Where... I think it is. It might be the 11th hour where Amy asks the doctor, why do you look human? And he says, you look like a Time Lord, not the other way around. So.
It's a great callback. Yeah. Very relevant. Okay. Yeah. Thoughts. Don't worry. We have a week to ruminate on those.
Plenty of time for the internet to spin out some desperate theories.
Oh, God.
And then it'll be hiatus for 7 months.
That's our faves, right?
Yeah. Hiatus for 7 months for a single special and then nothing for a year. God, we're right back in Dr. Mysterio position.
Okay,
what about the TARDIS team?
In order for this series to satisfy my, fam character development, I truly just need to, watch them do some boring shit on Earth. So that wasn't this.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it to be, right? I expected this to be very plot-heavy and them to play critical roles, but very much more about Gallifrey, the Master, all of that stuff. So that being said, I enjoyed them. And
I want them to all be together. I don't want them to be separated.
I take that position every episode, and yet every episode they're like, let's separate.
Yeah.
I felt like at least they did it well this episode. Yeah. If they're gonna separate, they're...
I was surprised that I enjoyed Yaz and Graham as a pairing. A weird pair.
I mean, I enjoyed them in Praxeus together, mainly because I enjoyed Yaz in Praxeus when she was just like, bro. You literally have this map backwards. I'm just gonna help you out. Just again, the casual correction.
I love that she doesn't say anything either. She just looks and then she's like,
you fucking fool.
There you go.
She's so competent.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, I'm just gonna skip to Yaz because, again, the competence. Yaz really got a I'm the best chance you got to stay alive speech.
What are our other options? Surrender this ship, land on another planet and set the Cybermen loose there. We're going to keep all of you safe. We're going to find the Doctor. And we're going to take them Cybermen down. Aren't we, Graham?
Yes, we are, yes. Totally, very much so.
With the music in the background and the shot that was kind of upwards and she had the heroic stance. And Graham's like, oh yeah, she's right.
Same, they kind gave her the same shot ditto. In that first opening scene when she had the whatever that device is over her shoulder.
Oh,
and she was like,
what's wrong, Graham? Can't take the commando lifestyle.
Well,
and it was like that upshot of her with that perfect camera lens. And I was like, yes.
It was that of the whole fam, really, just kind of like coming up above the horizon. Be like,
a hero walk.
Bitch?
That's right.
The hero walk. We have arrived. But particularly, yes, Yaz in that opening scene because Yaz, leather jacket, space gun. Yes. All of it. But yeah, I was like, they're really trying to say something or do something with that speech where that would typically be literally what the doctor says.
Yeah, that was a very Clara Oswald and flat line. I'm the best chance you have of staying alive.
Yeah, it was basically her saying that. And she has tended to step into the doctor's role more than anyone else in the TARDIS team. But that line in particular was like, I'm literally... playing the doctor right now. And I guess that's happened before, but it was just a little bit more this episode in that particular moment.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Is there trying to say something there? I just love her.
Okay.
Yaz looking for the doctor, all frequencies.
Yeah.
Yaz looking for the doctor, all frequencies. Yaz looking for the doctor. Yaz, we can hear you. Can you hear me? Doctor!
that's going to be memed.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm sure it already is being memed. Somewhere in the world, some lesbian is already doing the Lord's work.
And the other 5,000 lesbians on Tumblr.
Yeah.
All making the same post GIF at the same time. I mean, I loved it. So who else? Feel real worried for Graham.
Yeah, me too. I am, yet again, as always, I'm annoyed that I care about Graham this much because they spent so much of their character development on him for 2 seasons. But you know what? It's 2 seasons in, so we're just going to live in the reality that I think it's garbage that Graham's the most developed out of anybody on the TARDIS. But also, mm-hmm. I like him, goddammit, and I don't want him to die. And we're just going to have to hold both of those in our hands and let that be.
Yeah, that's the reality that we're living in right now.
Bradley Walsh is great. That's why I like him. I don't want him to die in this way.
Yeah.
I want him to just leave the TARDIS and go to live the life that Grace would want him to live.
As per usual, if there is going to be death for companions, I just want it to be meaningful.
I want it to have agency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clara's death is the best death.
Last of the humans, older lady flirting with Graham.
Revelio.
Made me very uncomfortable.
No, that's a spell in Harry Potter.
Oh, my name Revelio.
Revello? I don't know.
I don't remember her name. Couldn't tell you.
It made you uncomfortable.
I didn't like it.
It also shocked Graham, so you're not alone.
Why? Let's have a butcher's. Butcher's hook? Look. It's Cockney rhyming slang. No, don't worry about it.
You are really strange.
Excuse me, I'm the most normal bloke you're ever going to meet.
No, strange is a compliment. I like strange.
It was weird moving on.
Ryan.
I wanted more Ryan.
There should be more Ryan. About 2/3 of the way through this episode, when they made it look like he was going to die, I was like, don't you dare.
When they said, where's Ryan? I was like, I am not okay. Also, it's not a trigger at all to have a black man that gets left behind with the Cybermen.
Yeah.
Nope. It's chill. I'm fine. That's not something that makes me worried at all.
Of the worst.
Don't you fucking touch him.
Yeah, of the worst possible outcomes I can imagine, Ryan dies but Graham lives is, I think, at the top of my list.
Why would you even say that? No.
Why wouldn't I say that? They kill off every black character when there's a Cyberman episode.
Could you just...
Please notice that the human that died in this episode was in fact, a black man. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If Ryan gets turned into a Cyberman, it's absolutely a deal breaker. I'd be pissed out.
Would you really?
I would immediately be out and then sit with it, figure out if I come back. Okay. But no, like I would. It would be the worst decision. Why would you do that?
It would be the worst decision. That's why I say it's like the worst possible of all the worst possible universes I can imagine.
No. Ryan deserves so much better, just like all the other characters who got fucked over like that. But I wanted a little bit more Ryan this episode, so maybe that'll happen next episode. They have to potentially conclude and wrap up both Ryan, Graham, and maybe even Yaz's story with the Doctor. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
Unless
along with everything else.
Somebody dies and then the other two storylines get wrapped up in the special whenever it happens.
That's weird. Has that happened where the whole arc of the series isn't wrapped up until the Christmas special?
Yes.
Or the holiday special?
Yes.
Hmm.
That happened in Tenet specials all the time.
Okay.
But the first time the pawns exited for closing time, the action had been wrapped up, but the pawn story hadn't really been wrapped up. And they went back to say one last goodbye. He showed up for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Terrible episode.
I stay optimistic, as always, but I just don't know how. How sway are you going to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. What about the Doctor?
I personally loved the Doctor in this episode. She just once again came out swinging. I could just feel how fucking scared she was. Just like
at the beginning,
so much desperation at the beginning. Just being like, I'm gonna do everything I possibly can to keep my friends and my family away from the Cybermen because she just cannot lose one more person to that violence. I could feel it. Like she just did a really good job in that performance. I also loved a couple of lines that she had that, you know, of course, just showed the other side of her range.
Ice warp, of course.
which makes it trickier. Unless you may, which I am, which is good. Because I used to hot wire warp drives for fun on a weekend as a teenager. Not that we had weekends, or teenagers. Basically, I used to do this a lot and people got mad. But now it's going to save all our lives.
Just her rambling off as she's, like, messing around with tech and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of both of those things that I love from her. So I thought it was great.
Yeah. She's, I mean, Jodie always does a great job. I still don't really love the shouty bits. So at the beginning when she was like, you're going to do what I say, I was like, I mean, you're right, but that's not my favorite flavor of Doctor. I've never liked. Yeah. I didn't like it when Capaldi did it. I didn't like it when Eleven did it. I certainly didn't like it when Tennant did it.
Yeah. But we were just rewatching a Capaldi episode because, of course, on our other timeline, we're still going through Capaldi. And it's just, they do it.
I know.
So
I don't
often.
Like it.
So it's just like, for it to not be in 13's run would be really weird, you know, for it to not exist at all.
That's why I liked 13's run so far, because she had eschewed so much of the bossy pants.
Yeah.
You're going to do what I say. You're stuck with me. I don't like that shit.
Yeah. But in series 11, that was only possible because there just wasn't really a lot going on. The stakes didn't get this
high.
So it's like, do you want nothing to be happening and the Doctor to be that pure ball of sunshine, or do you want the stakes and what comes with it?
No, I want stakes, and I want her to have more than one mode, but I don't want shouting, which is possible.
For sure. We just haven't seen it in, like, a Doctor, really.
No.
In Doctor Who. I think I still want character development for her.
I don't think we've gotten any yet.
Right. So, and we don't get arcs for pretty much any Doctor that I've seen, except
besides
for Capaldi.
12, that's right.
So it wouldn't be, again, out of character for the show to not give her an arc.
Yeah.
But after seeing the arc that 12 got, I really want that to be a continued tradition and a continued consideration because it was so powerful.
That's part of the richness of his run.
I think this Doctor deserves that.
Yeah.
So it's two seasons in for her, so I
Chibnall can.
Chibnall
I've
totally
watched Broadchurch.
Can. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, if Chibnall has the range and Jodie has the range, what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. Okay, do we have any other thoughts before closing out?
No, I think that's all I got. I think we're just waiting to find out what everything means.
Speechless. Like, really trying here.
What could it mean? What could it mean?
Overall, I enjoyed the episode. It had me on my toes. I'm so eager for next week.
Yeah.
We will be back to talk about The Timeless Children.
Or you can catch us in our regular timeline to talk about the pilot.
The pilot.
Bill.
Until next time.
Be gay.
Do crimes.